Oh God, one more podcast?
Welcome to this very special episode of Desi Standard Time. You know, we've aired our first few episodes already, and we've been getting valuable feedback from everyone listening.
The Mazda spoke. We came out here and did our thing. Sent shockwaves into the podcast world. After just two episodes, making the likes of Conan O'Brien, Tim Ferriss, and one Joe Rogan tremble at our presence.
Oh yeah, we've been getting a lot of great requests, a lot of interesting perspectives, but the number one thing on everyone's mind is,
who are the Mazes? So today's short episode is to let you in on the world of the Mazes. Get to know us a little bit better. Really understand the Maz that you're hearing behind the mic. Maz Khan, Mere Lal, Mere Chitte, why don't you kick it off and tell us about yourself?
Sure. Thank you so much for those wonderful words. I love your nicknames for me. They're always changing and they're always getting better and better.
Why, thank you.
So a little bit about me. I am currently 31 years old.
Wow.
I was born in New York, but I grew up in the dirty South, Atlanta.
Hey.
I went to school at the University of Georgia, go Dawgs.
Uh-huh.
I went to law school as well in the South at the University of South Carolina. Yeah, after working in the extremely interesting and super fun world of immigration law for about 6 years, I now do finance during the day and podcast professional wedding dancing and other pursuits at night. Yeah, it's an interesting world for me at all times.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah. What about you, Mazali? I feel like you've got a real cool story.
Not at all, but thank you for thinking that I do. But yeah, so let's see. Mazali, Maz Mahmoud Ali. Hello, here I am. Born in Los Angeles. Name. Yeah. Shout out to my dada. Born in LA, moved up to the Bay Area, raised up there, did all my schooling there, went to UC Davis. Shout out Aggies, which is short for agriculturalists. Mm-hmm. Don't ask why. it's a very cool, fun college town. It was actually a great time. From there, went on and worked just a basic job out of college. Moved to LA to pursue my dream of being an entertainer, being an actor. So I did that for a while. Got auditions, you know, did a few appearances here and there. It's been great. Still doing it. But now back into the world of tech. And so I'm aiming, I do tech sales at this startup. So doing that and then doing this podcast in the evening. And Maz Khan, mm-hmm. I would like to bring one thing up. So as I mentioned, I'm from the Bay and I live in LA now. So I, on occasion, obviously, it's a short trip. It's a 1 hour flight back to the Bay Area. There was one Christmas break in particular. I think it was 2017. I was back home and I was having fun with family. And in my head, I was thinking, man, my LA friends probably miss me so much. And I was checking all these WhatsApp threads, and apparently everybody was talking about, oh, we're going to hang out with Maz. And I'm like, well, they're delusional. I mean, they just miss me so much. But no, they were talking about you. They were talking about the new Maz that was in town. And I'm in the...
I love this story. I'm feeling so happy right now, and I'll tell you why in a second.
Yeah. Finish first. And I think I know where you're heading with this, but I was like, what the hell? There's a new Maz in town? Right. And everyone was just like, he's so funny, he's so this and that. And naturally, I hated you. I was like, screw this guy. I was like, first of all, there's not that many Mazes in this world. That's right. There's only us two.
Of course.
And I was like, dude, forget that. Like, no. So then when I came back, I was like, who the hell is this Maz? I'm out for blood. And I was trying to find who the hell you were. But yeah, go ahead, share your side of the story.
So I think it's interesting that you had a similar experience to me, because I think mine was a little bit more tragic, though. So, you know, for those who don't know, I moved to Los Angeles from Philadelphia. I was, you know, brand new. I absolutely knew no one. It was just a whole new world for me. And I met people that happened to be friends with Maz Ali, and I introduced myself and said, hi, my name is Maz, and, you know, prior to that, I had never met anyone else named Maz except for myself. There were maybe some, like, babies being born and their parents were, like, you know, naming them after us or whatever. But
oh, that's happened.
There was no one at our age. Why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
I mean, it only makes sense.
Yeah.
But there was very few people our age named Maz. So, you know, when I introduced myself as Maz, people instantly were like, oh, we already have a Maz.
Ouch.
He's, like, 6'3". He's
6'4".
An actor,
six
a model. Four. He's hilarious. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
6'4". It's clear that we need to have that on the record.
Yeah.
He's so funny. He's so cool. He can dance really well. Who are you? You're just Maz 2.
Damn straight.
Got the label of Maz 2. And never in my life have I felt so disrespected. But, you know, that drove me a little bit. Like, okay, cool. These guys clearly don't know who the hell I am.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have to work my way back up to Maz 1.
You faced adversity, but, my friend. I love it.
For sure. But, you know, like, the great thing is I met you. We played flag football together. That's how we met initially.
Yes.
And, you know, there's some great stories that we'll probably share through the course of our podcast about those days. But, you know, the thing I just remember is you were super nice. You didn't make me feel like, you know, an outsider at all, which, you know, LA's a fickle place. Everyone's kind of like doing their own thing. So you never know who's going to be nice or not. But you're super kind. You're super welcoming. And it was all good until one fateful night at Boba Bear, I believe. Is that not right?
Yeah. I think.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. Well, first off, I mean, I met you and I was like, okay, get over the fact that he shares your epic one syllable name. Just get over it, dude. Because I was like, there's nothing.
Best name ever.
MAAZ, like SNOOP. Like, how many people can say that, right? And so I was like, he's a good guy. And I didn't like that you were called Maz 2. I really didn't. But then we met at Boba Bear, and then I think the topic of Bollywood popped up. We started ranting and raving, and I think we were both just kind of trying to outdo each other. And watching two egotistical males play the game of one-up is so entertaining because they both seem so delusional. So that was actually us in that instance. And you're like, no, you have no idea. I know black and white songs. It's like, oh yeah? Well, I do too. And we kind of just went at it. And then I think at some point we just like had to stop butting heads and we're like, no man, respect. I think I gotta respect the game. You are knowledgeable as hell on, you know, this subject that's so, you know, personal to me.
Right. No, I think that's exactly how I remembered it as well, is that, you know, we're sitting around. For those who don't know, Boba Bear is an establishment in Los Angeles. If you are in Los Angeles and you like shisha, it is the best place for shisha in Los Angeles. Great boba. It's awesome. And it's always a good time. And it's kind of the meeting spot for us.
Are you getting paid? And, are you getting paid on the table by Boba Bear? I don't know
this
about
is, this. This is absolutely not sponsored by Boba Bear. This is just personal preference.
Yeah, no skin of the game. Got it.
no skin of the game. But I just remember, you know, sitting across from the table from you and Bollywood gets brought up. And look, this is a very near and dear topic to me, right?
Yeah.
Bollywood is my bread and butter, baby.
Sure.
So I always think I can one-up everyone, but I think for the first time in a very long time, and maybe ever, I met someone who was kind of my match.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a little bit frightening at first because I just, you know, so full of myself. But,
Right. Man,
it felt really good to kind of be able to bounce all these songs and movies and references off someone and them knowing exactly what I was talking about.
Yeah.
It was refreshing.
And it was like, you know, 30 people in a room and only us two sharing these jokes and cackling away. And it was it was nice. It was really, really nice, man. So, yeah. And honestly, here we are today, right?
Right. And I think that interaction also led us to discover our other passion, which was dancing.
Yeah. Right?
So we were doing a dance together for one of our friends' weddings and, you know, being able to know the songs already before, you know, we even looked at the videos and, you know, choreographed moves that we had all kind of nostalgically remembered. Mm-hmm. It was great. And so we performed together and I believe, you know, The feedback was not bad.
Yeah.
From what I remember.
I remember, like, when doing those kind of dances and songs, I would always, like, have to, like, amp people up and be like, look, like, it's going to be really funny if we thrust all over the dance floor to these really chichora songs. Like, aunties are going to think it's funny. Right. Trust me. And, like, everyone's like, really? I don't know. Let's just do, like, you know, I don't know, bhangra or, like, you know, some, like, something cute. And then, like, when I told you, you were immediately off the gates. You were just like... I'm in. And you understood. I didn't have to, like, match your wavelength, right? I didn't have to, like, do that. So, yeah, man, I mean...
like, thrust at the crowd. I was like, oh, okay, I can do that. That's not a problem at all. Let's do it.
Exactly, exactly.
Which auntie should I look at in the eyes as I thrust?
Yeah, I know, right? Exactly. That was already a given. You knew exactly what to do. But then, yeah, man, I mean, I think even in that journey, we were, like, sharing all these old songs, and we were kind of touching on nostalgia, and like, yeah, dude, like, remember this and that, and... you know, it was great. And I mean, we refer a lot of these, you know, songs as well. So, you know, right. Check out our Desi Standard Tunes on Spotify and YouTube for all the songs that we will probably mention throughout the season that are near and dear to us and throughout our episodes. And then, yeah, I mean, that's just kind of, I think, like, led us to be like, dude, like, we should somehow, like, have a platform where we talk about this.
Absolutely. And thus, a beautiful friendship and a... phenomenal, if I may say so myself, podcast was born. So here we are today, and I hope this has been informative. I hope it's been a window into the life of both Mazes, how we met, how this all got started, and gives you a little bit of insight onto where our crazy references and ideas and all that come from as we record.
Yeah, absolutely. So very, very similar backgrounds, very, very similar upbringings. And yeah, here we are. So tune in next week. We'll be back with our episodes on the regular, talking about themes and hilarious concepts of Bollywood that we feel the need to chat about. Hopefully you all enjoyed this. Maz Khan.
Yep. Everyone subscribe, follow, as Maz Ali mentioned, check out Desi Standard Tunes on Spotify and YouTube. We're curating these nostalgia tunes just for you guys, and we'll see you next week.
Tune in to Desi Standard Tuesday next Tuesday, and we'll have a new episode going. Peace.
Bye.